This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Musk's Mars Oasis vs. SpaceX, two persuasion strategies. Two visions, one mission. What Musk got right before anyone was watching. What happened? In 2001, before SpaceX existed, Elon Musk travelled to Russia with a simple goal: buy a used ballistic missile and send a small robotic greenhouse to Mars. The project, called Mars Oasis, was never about colonization. It was about growing plants on another planet to provoke public shame and rekindle political will for space exploration. The greenhouse never launched, but the thinking behind it built a rocket company. The communication angle. Here is where most people miss the real story. Mars Oasis and SpaceX were not two different ideas. They were two different persuasion strategies aimed at the same audience, and comparing them reveals everything about how to move people at scale. Mars Oasis was emotional provocation. The logic was blunt: show the public something alive on a dead world, make them feel the contrast, and let embarrassment do the political work. Musk was not trying to inform anyone. He was trying to shame them into action. That is a legitimate persuasion tool, and it has a long track record. Think of the famous photograph of Earth from Apollo 17. Nobody needed a speech. The image did the arguing. SpaceX took the opposite approach. Instead of provoking an audience, Musk built a machine that bypassed the audience entirely. He stopped asking the public to care and started creating the infrastructure that made the caring optional. The communication shift was from "look at this and feel something" to "watch us do it, and you will have no choice but to pay attention." One strategy depends on emotional response, the other manufactures inevitability. Both approaches are valid. The mistake most communicators make is choosing one and ignoring the other. Musk used emotional provocation first because he had nothing else. When it failed to gain traction, he did not double down on better messaging. He changed the entire model. That pivot is the real lesson. He diagnosed the failure correctly. The audience was not unmoved because the message was weak. The audience was unmoved because they had no skin in the game. SpaceX gave them skin in the game by making private spaceflight a commercial and geopolitical fact. If you're trying to change minds and your message is not landing, the problem is really the words. It is usually the stakes. Musk understood that raising the stakes meant building something real, not crafting a better pitch. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on audience leverage gives you a framework for diagnosing why your message is not landing and deciding whether the fix is in the delivery or in the underlying structure of what you're offering. Most people polish the words when they should be redesigning the offer. The takeaway. Before your next presentation or persuasion attempt, ask yourself one question: am I asking my audience to feel something, or am I showing them something that makes inaction feel costly? If your argument depends entirely on emotional appeal and it is not working, stop refining the appeal. Change the stakes. Give your audience a concrete reason why ignoring you has a price. Write that reason down in one sentence before you walk into the room. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.